Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everybody, coming up for you today on the news, WWE are planning a game-changing return for WrestleMania 38. A tag team could not coexist. A huge star is heading to NXT 2.0, and we've got a big update on AEW's Battle of the Belts. Ho, 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 lo! Almost, you little belters. It's festive Adam Cleary here for you today. Once again, still one of the last men standing in What Culture Towers as the rest of my dear friends, my dear colleagues depart to be with their friends, their family, their loved ones, their husbands, their wives, their sons, their daughters, all of that. I am still here and I am with you, the true spirit of Christmas. Like one of those Hallmark movies, isn't it, about one man with a festive joy inside of him and just tens of thousands of viewers on YouTube, all discovering the true meaning of Christmas. And what is the true meaning of Christmas? It's wrestling news, and I've got some degree of that for you this morning. So without any further additional carry-on, my name is Adam Cleary, and this is the news. All right, so we start this morning with the news that WWE wants to make a game-changing addition to WrestleMania 38. According to a story on WrestleVotes last night, talked to a few different sources this weekend and heard the same thing. WWE is very interested in having Steve Austin as a part of WrestleMania this year in Dallas. Not in a wrestling role, but as a meaningful part of the event outside of just appearing. Up to creative at this point. Now, obviously, having Steve Austin at WrestleMania 38, given that it is originating from Arlington, Texas. I've never heard of Arlington, but I presume that's a nice place in Texas. On Saturday and Sunday, the 3rd and 2nd of April, I got that the wrong way around, would be very nice, because he's the Texas Rattlesnake, isn't he? That would make sense. But by the same token, WWE being very interested in Steve Austin being at WrestleMania is a lot like me saying, I'm very interested in Ana de Armas being at my birthday party and it just being the two of us and it being a nice romantic dinner. Yes, of course, I can understand the motivations behind that. I get why WWE would want that. But that is some way short, isn't it, Ana, of that actually happening. Don't get me wrong. I think it's nice. Look, obviously the relationship between Steve Austin and myself and several famous Hollywood actresses is very different. They probably have their number for a start. They've probably spoken to them in real life at least once. So it's certainly possible. And you would imagine, given the work Austin's done with the Broken Skull sessions and how tight he is with the company as a whole, this is something they could absolutely make happen. But it just seems to me that is a weird story to come out at the speculation stage. Like, they know Austin. He produces a podcast for them. We covered the DDP one yesterday. Adam Nicholas did a wonderful video. You should go and check that out. So why would it leak that they just want to make that happen? Is there some kind of tension? Is there some kind of rift? Why am I adding an unnecessary level to drama to a story that is fairly cut and dry? I don't know. It just feels weird. Surely they could just announce. Because what is it? What are we on now? The 21st of December. It is less than 3.5 months. Ish until about 3.5 months till WrestleMania. You could just start announcing that, couldn't you? You could just pick up the phone and say, hey Steve, do you want to come in, host, present, do a spot at WrestleMania 38? And he would go, yeah. And that's it. That's it. It's a bit of a weird one, that. Alright, so up next, you are not gonna believe this, despite every single tag team and apparently married couple teasing tension in WWE lately, one of them simply could not coexist. Michael Cole's age-old refrain finally coming true on last night's episode of Monday Night Raw. And the thing is, they're doing this storyline in so many different places right now, I could ask you to guess at which tag team split. Was it the Mysterios? Was it Miz and Maryse? Was it Edge and Beth Phoenix? No, it was AJ Styles and Omos. They had their Miz TV segment where the Miz was like, are you guys gonna split? It was a bit weird at the start of the show. They did this segment. He was trying to tease them. There was a lot of gossip, a lot of he said, she said stuff going on. And then they had their match. and they face the Mysterios, and let me just walk you through it here. Omos refuses to take a tag. AJ Styles has his back to his opponents, and oh no, the most devastating move in all of professional wrestling, the surprise roll-up, and AJ Styles and Omos leave, and AJ Styles is really crossing his soccer mom hairs flapping in the wind, and he's getting really angry about it. He's getting in Omos' face, and he tries to phenomenal forearm him. But Omos is 9'8" or something like that, so he just kind of bounces off, drops him on his face, and says, "The next time I see you, we'll be in a match." Which I thought was a bit of a weird line, because the last time he saw him was in a match, and most of the times he's seen him prior to that was in a match, because they're a tag team, so they have been in a lot of matches. I understood it. I took his point. He wants to fight him personally. I got that bit. I just thought maybe the verbiage of that could have been improved. But here I am nitpicking about the wonderful Monday Night Raw, eh? What am I like? So this is interesting to me. Obviously, the two got together as a tag team. They were a bit of a surprise. They had that wonderful moment at WrestleMania. They held the belt for, I think, without looking, 133 days. They had the tag after they beat the New Day. Oh, really proud of myself there. 133 days after they beat the New Day. They had a really good run. They've been one of the better things on Monday Night Raw, but no more. Sadly, it's all over for AJ Styles and Omos. And now you just know, I'm gonna throw the iPad down for this. You just know AJ Styles is gonna put his goddamn arse out bumping for that man. Apparently they did want to split them in the draft WWE a while ago, but decided that Omos just wasn't quite ready for a singles run, and they didn't quite know who the right opponent would be. Now, clearly they have decided that he is ripe for a singles run, and they know exactly who the right opponent's going to be. That's going to be Styles, and do you know what? As easy as it is to be very cynical about the way WWE ruins all of their tag teams, literally lets them have, like, what, a year, maybe two, and then goes, what can we possibly do? Should we put them with another tag team? Should we write some kind of interesting story? I know, says some idiot at the back. Why don't we just split them up and have an underwhelming feud that's never properly paid off, and then we'll release one in 3 months' time? I don't think that's going to happen here. I think they will have a nice little... God, could it go to WrestleMania? I should have thought about this before I came on camera. Oh, that could run all the way to WrestleMania. It would be on its arse by that point, but it could run all the way to WrestleMania. That would be interesting. Either way, they will probably be able to use Omos quite well as some kind of monster heel, maybe even a bit of a monster face in that brawl mold, and it's AJ Styles. We know exactly that AJ Styles is going to be fine. And more than that, I have another story about AJ Styles and why he's going to be fine. Okay, so you remember when NXT first launched on television and they brought Finn Balor down from the main roster, and we all thought that's such a good idea because they don't want it to feel like a developmental brand, so there needs to be more synergy between Raw, SmackDown, and NXT. They need to feel more like they're on the same level. So bringing these big stars who aren't really doing anything on the main roster down there to have these great runs, what a great idea. I bet they're going to do that loads now that NXT's on television, and, well, of course they never did, and here we are with it looking like a cross between a kaleidoscope and a Skittles Bukkake, all the branding on that. Anyway, AJ Styles is on his way to NXT 2.0. Now, for some reason, in the middle of him splitting up with Omos, they're having a match next week, by the way. They're literally doing that on Raw. In between that, he's going to go down to hit Grayson Waller in the face for some reason. He did a thing, I don't know if you saw it, he did a thing on Twitter where he made fun of his hair, right? And then AJ Styles quote-tweeted it with, "Someone get this kid a clue." Is that how AJ Styles sounds like? Can't put the break. Someone get this kid a clue. And somehow, that's actually led to WWE going, yes, this is heat. This is exciting. Let's put Styles in NXT. So Styles is apparently going to be at the Performance Center for this week's NXT to fight Grayson Waller or just hit him in the head. I don't profess to really fully understand why this is happening or what the logic is in it at all, but WWE seem to like it. It'll get a ratings boost, I'm sure. Loads of people will tune into NXT 2.0 to see AJ Styles, but, like, with all due respect to Grayson Waller, is this what we want for a newly free of his tag team AJ Styles? Is he gonna go there permanently? Do they have any idea what they're doing? I don't know. I don't get it. I made fun of AJ Styles' hair. Is he going to fight me? Is he coming on what culture? That seems to be the only criteria. Yeah. That's that entire story. Raquel Gonzalez and Dakota Kai Pete Dunne and Tony D'Angelo, Trick Williams and Dexter Lumis, and AJ Styles. What a night that'll be. Anyway, alright, so Big TK, Tony Khan, my check is in the post, thank you very much, sir. He has announced an update for the Battle of the Belts, which is Battle of the Belts, said in our very funny AJ Styles in-office accent. Anyway, they announced a series of specials. You remember this, AEW, when they signed their new television contract with TNT. So obviously, they have their pay-per-views, they have their big events. Yes, they're on Fight, you can get them wherever you get them. But they were also going to do semi-regular, sort of one-off, live TV events. Winter Was Coming, for example, was a major one of these. But the next one, on January the 8th, is Battle of the Belts. With subtitle, Battle of the... Thing, just because, in case some people can't understand that. Thank you very much, James. Right, so, Battle of the Belts. We thought initially this would mean that every single championship would be defended on that show. That is not the case, because it's only an hour long, and you simply cannot get every single title crammed into an hour. But we do know one title that will be defended. That's the AEW Women's Championship. It's going to be Britt Baker versus Rio at Battle of the Belts. And right now, unless I've missed it in the story, I have not. That is the only match they've announced so far. But according to Tony Khan, where's the quote? It's a great chance on a Saturday night to expand the reach of AEW by giving the fans great championship matches. Now, if you are sitting there going, is that a new story, Adam? Or does that just feel like a little advert for them? I understand. I can see where you're coming from with that one. But Britt Baker versus Rio, that is worth talking about, even if it is next year, because next year is only about 11 days away or something like that. Where has it gone? I don't know. But there's the new story for you. I'm going to move on. All right, so dead quickly, I just have to say thank you so much. Yesterday, I went slightly manic in the studio and thought this was going to be a really long, horrible week. But I asked you all for some Twitter questions, and my God, the outpouring of, I would say love, more sort of appreciation of the descent into madness / oh my God, look at this man, what is he doing? Either way, I'm an only child, it's still attention, I don't care how good it is. So I do have some really good questions for this. Let's have a look. Right, this is from Misha at LawPleb on Twitter. This is my favorite one. As a nice crossover between What Culture Wrestling and Trek Culture, if you're a big fan of Star Trek, go check out our Star Trek channel, it's really, really good. The Rock famously cameoed in an episode of Star Trek Voyager. Who currently in wrestling would you like to see in Trek and vice versa? He'd like to hear the New Day doing voices for Prodigy Season 2. I've got a really, 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 really simple answer for this. I would like them to go back as a one-off short Trek, get the Big Show, no BS Paul White, get him in, paint him green like an Orion again, and just explore that character. Just cast, do the old television thing, the old Star Trek thing. Just cast a load of pole dancers and porn stars as Orions, and just have them surrounding Paul White, doing all their dancing with all their green bits going in and out. And just a day in the life of the Big Show's giant Orion character. That is literally, that's all I want. Right, there were actually loads of Twitter questions, loads in the comments, loads on the Instagram posted it, and loads on Twitter, but I'm actually quite pressed for time today, so we're only going to do the nice big Star Trek one, and then tomorrow, providing there's no groundbreaking, right, like nobody dies or nobody gets fired or nothing like that, provided nothing major happens, I'm going to do a bumper midweek hump day just me on the news banter session, which I promise you now will take up about half of that video. Today though, I'm wearing my business attire, I'm all about the news stories and then going on to do even more news. So thank you very much for joining me again. Somebody did point out this has kind of got the energy of when all the television goes off the air and Krusty the Clown gets on the emergency broadcast thing and starts dangling a scorpion and a picture of Dwight Eisenhower around. Yes, I can see where you're coming from, but thank you for joining me for it. Regardless, let me know what you made of it in the comments below. Please get some questions for tomorrow. I know I've got a backlog from yesterday. I will get through those, but get some more in the comments below. And of course, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. You can get me on Twitter at Adam Cleary, C-L-E-R-Y. Gotta say, I've never been as humbled in my life as yesterday. I see so many people saying really nice things about me, and about 9 out of every 10 putting a random A in my... Just to keep me humble, I appreciate that. That's good for me in the long run. But as I say, thank you so much for joining us for the news today. I have been your genial host, I don't know what that word means, Adam Cleary. I'm still feeling festive, and I will see you tomorrow. Soon. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.